Dryer, brother. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 7th, 1903. Dear Brother Dryer, I have read the letter that you wrote me, and I will now try to respond. I wish to say to you, my brother, that the Lord would have you treat your wife very tenderly. I am instructed to say that it is not true that your wife has committed the unpardonable sin. She is afflicted with hopeless feelings and has lost her faith that Christ loves her. But she is one of the Lord's little ones, and you must be very careful to lay no stumbling block in her way. The idea that she has been forsaken by the Lord is a device of the enemy to destroy her faith. You must both unite in seeking the Lord in earnest prayer to lift this cloud from her. Humble your heart before him, my brother, and be sure always to treat your wife with love and kindness. In the home, follow a course that will increase her confidence in you as a true, faithful servant of Christ. Have you been as faithful as you should to keep your home life elevated? There is danger of your failing to be cleansed and sanctified in your home life. Act so consistently that your wife will not be tempted to question your piety or your Christianity. It is not necessary that you and your wife should separate. If you will, you can help your wife. Be a true, faithful Christian. Bring all the encouragement to your wife that you can. Show her that you love her. Never give her the slightest cause to think that you have lost your love for her. Make every effort to bring sunshine into her life. Let her see that you value her. Make a special effort to lift the cloud that is hanging over her, for thus Satan is trying to deceive her. To whom shall we go with our troubles but to Christ? You may also add, Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John 6, verse 68-69. Bring Christ into your home as an honored guest. Talk of his love and his goodness. Your standard of what a Christian should be is too low. Your conversation must be in heaven, whence we look for the Savior. Christ's life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension are not mere theories, but facts, testifying that in him alone there is power to save. Oh, my brother, your finite capacity of perception and knowledge may be greatly increased by a daily practice of the truth. Speak the truth in love. The mercy, the love, the sympathy that dwelt in the heart of Christ needs to be constantly cherished in your heart. Christ is to appear, not merely in occasional remarks, but in all that you say and do, because you value his love. You need greater refinement and deeper, more constant spirituality. As you bring Christ into your life, the sanctifying, purifying influence of his Spirit will be sure to appear in your words and acts, in your home life, and in your church work. I ask you, will you not change decidedly in your words and manners? God's love is not only to be talked of, but brought into the daily life. You are to reveal Christ wherever you are. But your first work is to reveal him in your home. By bringing into the home life consideration, tenderness, thoughtfulness, and unselfish love, you will gain an experience that will make you a blessing wherever you go. I ask you to exert in your home an influence that is soul-saving. Encourage your wife. This service, done for the sake of one who needs it, will be acceptable to God. Do not presume upon the forbearance of God. Kneel before him with your wife and ask him to give you both his grace, his love, his peace, that you may be what God desires you to be to one another. Make it your first business to help Marian. Do not disparage her. Be a help and a blessing to the little church in your own home, and then God will make you a blessing to the church in other places. In your home, pray to God and humble your heart before Him. Then go to the assembly of His people to exalt and glorify Him. Do not talk unbelief. Talk a noble, uplifting faith that will bring you both rich blessing. Say, I will not fail nor become discouraged. Try God's plan, and then write and tell me if your experience does not change.